Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you're at home, you might operate the 5-second rule if you drop a piece of food on the floor, or you might find it disgusting. But how would you feel if such a thing happened in a restaurant? The chef and culinary lecturer Edward Hayden is here to dish, pardon the pun, about what really goes on in professional kitchens. Edward, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you going? Thanks for the call.
I don't know if you've read George Orwell's book, Down and Out in Paris and London. I always remember that because he it was when he was a younger man and he worked in restaurants in Paris. And he has a very vivid description about how French chefs, when they were preparing a piece of steak, would spit on the piece of steak just to make it glisten a bit more. I assume things like that don't really happen anymore.
I would be fairly categoric that things like that don't happen anymore, Sean. And I mean, you mentioned there about what happens in professional kitchens. And I think, you know, it's only fair to say that what happens in professional kitchens is just that, that chefs and, you know, culinary practitioners are exercising the highest levels of culinary integrity and professionalism.
Right. OK, so nothing happens in kitchens then. It's all perfectly good.
Well, I don't think anything that would put customers' lives at risk or that would kind of jeopardise the standard of the food being produced. You must remember that food is now being produced to a very high standard, and so many places are in competition with each other that everybody has to be operating at their best level. So,
sure.
Yeah, no, I think all of those dodgy things. I mean, at one stage, you know, there was fierce thoughts that if you were sent back your dinner, that it was bat at or thrown around the room or walloped off the wall and then sent back out to you with a bit of gravy on the top of it. I mean, I don't think that's the case. And certainly over my career, I can firmly say that I've never seen anything like that happen as well, and would be obviously highly critical if it were to.
Yes, of course. But as you know, kitchens are quite small places and, as you alluded to, very high pressure. Have you ever seen somebody drop a piece of food and then quickly pop it back onto the plate again?
I don't think so. Well, I certainly don't think so without giving it some sort of a treatment. So if it was maybe a salad or something cold, I think people would give it a wash or something like that. Yeah, no, I don't think. I mean, there's so many kind of whistleblowers and everything like that. I don't think that people would be doing that. I mean, at home, you might operate that. I heard you talking at the start about the 5-second rule. At home, you might operate that. But I think, you know, chefs and culinary people are professional. I wouldn't like to damage their own reputation, because, you know, that famous phrase and adage, you're only as good as your last meal. I mean, that's certainly the case in our gig.
Yeah, but people wouldn't know. They wouldn't have seen you do it.
They wouldn't know. But again, of course, depending on what was on your floor, you know, it would have the potential to maybe pick up any contaminants that would be on the floor as well. And to that end, it could bring about damage, whether it was something like gastroenteritis or other kind of foodborne illnesses or disease. So you have to be careful. But I think people, listen, I think people by and large have that sense of doing right. That wouldn't be the best thing to do. Obviously, if something was to fall like a salad or something like that, a head of lettuce, a head of cabbage, carrots or whatever, you could give them a rinse off. But I think, you know, I don't see a situation whereby things like that would happen and that people would have to serve and plate that up. Maybe I'm living in rose-tinted Glassville down here in Gregnan Manor.
Well, you do see, now, I mean, you see on TV, people kind of when they're preparing a meal, they will touch the food with their bare hands. Like, well, you know, they'll arrange it and stuff. So that, like,
100%.
Are those hands washed a lot or at all?
I think chefs, you know, I if you ever see a kind of chef washing their hands, it's often almost like a surgeon. Do you know that sort of way? They do kind of great washing on their hands, the frequency of hand washing. And I mean, I often think, I was saying to your researcher a little bit earlier on, you know, you're actually safer, I think, with someone's hands than with gloves that have been used for multiple jobs or multiple tasks, because obviously we don't wash our hands when we have gloves on, feeling our hands are fully protected. But, you know, I think if we're doing something, if we're touching food or tactile, we are going to wash our hands to get rid of any residue off of that as well. So I think there's something very safe about people's hands. So yeah. I'd be happy enough for the chef to be handling and arranging the food.
Yeah. Tea towels, though, Edward. Are they used? Because, you know, you'll often see people have one with them the whole time and they're used for wiping surfaces, they wipe their hands, they might, you know, wipe their brow with it.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, I will concede that that is the case, that you can often see people in kitchens and maybe they're kind of using it to handle the plate. And then, you know, it's a sweaty environment. It's a hot, pressurized environment. So, yeah, I mean, I have seen people doing that. It's not that she would be encouraging it, but yeah, I think it does happen.
Yes. Okay. And that's maybe a little bigger. You wouldn't like, though, because I suppose anyone who's ever walked around the back of a restaurant, perhaps you might see a kitchen staff outside having a cigarette.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all about the optics, Sean, you know. And if I was walking down, you know, past a restaurant out of the front of the back door, I don't necessarily want to see the chef smoking. I have no problem with the chef smoking. People smoke. That's their own decision to that degree. But I don't necessarily want to see it. Likewise, another thing, I hate when I'm somewhere sitting in a restaurant and I see the chef or the waitress or whoever or the waiter going out and going into the kind of the public toilets. Because notwithstanding the fact that every human person in the world needs to go to the toilet, I don't necessarily want to think that they're just after going before plating up my dinner. And obviously the hope is that you would have post toilet hand washing, but I just don't want that to be kind of in my mind when I'm just preparing to eat and enjoy my my meal.
Yeah. And one of our listeners says, in my experience working in kitchens, chefs double dip spoons on most days.
The famous double dipping. Yeah, I think double dipping is on the go as long as Adam and Eve. Again, I can't say people do it. I'm sure some people don't do it. What I will say is, you know, obviously the food that you're going to do by and large is going to be hot, it's going to be boiled, which would have the capacity to kill any bacteria that would be therein. It's just poor practice, it's what I would say. It is. I mean, I think people might do it at home. You know, if you're living with your husband or wife or live-in lover or something, they are going to be getting a little bit of your saliva in some manner or means, whether it's in their dinner or otherwise. But I think it's just poor practice for people to be operating in industry by doing that. So I don't think, I'd hope that, I mean, I think, listen, chefs are really well trained. We must remember that chefs are really well trained. They didn't come in off the side of the street to do this job. They're really well trained. They're really qualified. They're really experienced. And I think that by and large, those that are working in the game are operating at a high standard, you know, in good places, because we know the quality of our food offering is so strong. So I think by and large, they're operating as professionals as we would expect them to be as customers.
Oh, of course. Should a chef or any member of a kitchen staff wear their apron into a toilet?
No, I think you would be kind of derobing something like that when you're going into the toilet, returning then with your hands washed and cleaned, and then, you know, putting back on whatever apparel you're going to use to do your job in.
Yeah. Edward, thanks very much for talking to us today. That was Edward Hayden there, the chef and culinary lecturer at Southeast Technological University.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.